Now, as the world is reopening, there are millions of Americans whose immune systems are compromised. People who have had radiation treatment or chemotherapy, people with chronic kidney disease, transplant recipients, people take certain medications, and people who are born with immune system problems all are among people whose bodies may not respond as effectively to the vaccines. For people with weakened immune systems, getting COVID can carry a higher risk of severe illness or death. Dr. Christine Cerugi is a professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health's Department of Pediatrics. She's also director of the Pediatric Immune Deficiency Clinic at the American Family Children's Hospital and an expert in immunology. Dr. Cerugi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I gave a few of the conditions that might lead to somebody being considered immunocompromised. Can you tell us a little bit more about who we're particularly worried about, even in the COVID vaccine era?
Yes. As you mentioned, there are millions of Americans that are immunocompromised. The patients that I take care of have what we call inborn errors of immunity, and these are children that are born without working immune systems. But it is much broader than that. You listed a few of the conditions. And immune-compromised patients are in all of our communities. These are patients that currently are being treated for cancer, cancer survivors, patients with autoimmune conditions or other conditions that need to take medications that suppress their immune system on a daily basis.
What does this mean when somebody gets a vaccine and they're immunocompromised? I assume there's kind of a range of possible outcomes, but what is the risk that the vaccine isn't going to work at all or is going to be much less effective?
Yeah, excellent question. And as you might expect, we don't have all the information we would like right now at this time with respect to the COVID-19 vaccine, but we have a lot of information with respect to other vaccinations. And so emerging data suggests that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe for our patient populations, but how it works is likely to be diminished. And so the goal of the vaccine is to develop antibodies against COVID-19. And so individuals that don't have a working immune system aren't going to be able to develop antibodies to the same level as somebody that's not taking immunosuppressive therapy. We do know from a few emerging studies looking at patients with cancer as well as on immunosuppressive therapy that the vaccine response for the COVID vaccine is diminished. And that's in line with what other studies have shown with the influenza vaccine.
If someone's out there listening and saying, yeah, that's me, one of those categories of people who are immunocompromised, they're thinking, that's me. I haven't gotten the vaccine yet. Is it worth it for me to get the vaccine, given that it might not be as effective? What are the current recommendations?
Yes. And so the current recommendation, of course, I would advise anybody to speak with their personal physician. But the general recommendation for immune-compromised individuals is get vaccinated. The vaccine is safe. This is not a live vaccine. It's a safe vaccine. And we have reason to believe, based on an individual situation, that there may be a response. Even if you don't make antibodies, there are other parts of the immune system that the vaccine may be activating that would give you protections against the infection or at least diminish the severity of the infection.
Then I wonder about kind of the COVID hygiene. A lot of us are in places now without masks, doing stuff that we weren't doing for the last year. For the person who's immunocompromised, are they going to want to keep up some of those precautions that that a lot of us are letting go of now?
Yes. So getting back to the vaccination recommendation for immunocompromised individuals, I recommend get vaccinated, but behave as though you're not. And so this requires a continued risk assessment. With respect to hygiene, I recommend that patients that are immune compromised to assess every situation, know what's going on in your community with respect to the prevalence of active COVID diseases, continue to socially distance, wear masks, avoid crowded situations, and ideally only congregate indoors without masks with individuals that you live with or small groups of people whom you know well and know their vaccination status.
Now, I wonder, I'm not immunocompromised. I am fully vaccinated as of last Friday. I'm happy to say it was my 2 week after the second dose date. Me making that decision, or anybody else not immunocompromised getting vaccinated, are they going to help break the chain of infection that could threaten those people who aren't getting that full benefit of the vaccination?
Absolutely, 100%. And so I recommend that everybody get vaccinated for themselves and for their communities. And so individuals that don't respond robustly to the COVID-19 rely on the goodness of others to be protected against the COVID-19 vaccine and other communicable diseases. And so individuals that are not immune compromised getting vaccinated are helping themselves, and they're helping their whole community, including the immune compromised community.
Now, COVID, as I understand it, probably isn't going to go away. What kind of research is out there that you're maybe hopeful for treatment for people who catch COVID-19 despite their best efforts and maybe are immunocompromised? Is there anything on the horizon that could maybe help them?
Yes. And so there are some therapies that are being looked at. So in certain situations where a patient does not make antibodies, as I mentioned, there are pharmaceutical products available right now that are monoclonal antibodies that are specific for the COVID-19 virus. And so those biologics, that's what they're called, are being used for at-risk individuals that have become infected with COVID-19. That's not severe enough to land them in the hospital, but is given as an infusion to protect against getting severe disease. And so some of the ongoing studies are, can we use that product for individuals that we know are at risk? Could you give that on a regular basis as a preventative? And I'm hopeful that that might be a therapy that's available in the future for some of my patients.
Dr. Saruji, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Christine Saruji, professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health's Department of Pediatrics. She's also director of the Pediatric Immune Deficiency Clinic at the American Family Children's Hospital. She joined us for a look at people with compromised immune systems who may be at risk still of COVID-19, even with vaccines.